can be brought out of orbit, and there's 11 people on it can be brought out of sleep state just by radioing up to them. And they have 84 worlds. And at a certain point, Estevan said, you know, the king doesn't want to hear that his little kingdom is a mote of dust in your universe. And it's that kind of power that makes a kind of humanist generosity much easier. But what if your culture is weak and in battle? What if you're struggling just for a little bit of something to live on? It's very difficult to lapse into the kind of abstract, affirmative humanism that Le Guin does. Finally, isn't this kind of humanism species-specific? That is, the very word humane implies it comes from being of humankind. Can we kind of dream up a way of being humane that isn't so species-specific? I mean, this is what animal rights people talk about, and what ecologists talk about in a later generation, that we should find something that we have in common with nature and with animals besides humanity. We shouldn't be trying to convince ourselves that dolphins speak the way we do, so if we just understand their language, we can have talk. That's narcissistic. You know, we're projecting our own versions of ourselves onto them. And so I say this not to kind of condemn humanism that Le Guin develops with such finesse and care, and her book is a lot more than about humanism, but to also suggest what was not perhaps so recognizable in the late 60s as a limitation, but has become more visible to us now.